My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
To be in the NBA at the same time. Good morning, Metroplex. Shout out to the 6 a.m. Club. Sean Sharif and RJ Choppy with you here on 105.3 The Fan. We got Peyton and Rai Rai in the back live on Twitch, YouTube, and the fan cam. How much of this did you watch?
Very little.
Really?
Very little. The moment I realized it was in a studio, I was like, oh, no.
Really weird.
Yeah.
Really weird. You had these families sitting in this back room. Then you had the deputy commissioner making the picks there. Why was Stephen A. on the day two coverage? I think he was on one of those like side simulcast for night one.
Yeah, he was. It was on ABC. I think he was on ABC for
but
night one.
But why was he? Are you telling me because of Bronny James that they put Stephen A. up there for day two when he clearly doesn't know? His role is just to talk about the team. You got to protect your talent. You got to protect your talent. And if you threw Kendrick Perkins up there for night one and he's not like, by the way, we have no other like Jonathan Givney copycats. Like we got a Todd McShay, like we got a Daniel Jeremiah. There's no one else in that space.
I mean, Jay Billis should be that guy.
He was.
Yeah.
He was for night one. I don't know why he wasn't there for day two. It makes me think they just threw Stephen A. up there to talk about the Bronny angle.
I'll tell you who would have been great, but I think he's on Stadium now, is Fran Fraschilla. He'd have been tremendous for that.
Yeah. He covered like the international players.
Yeah, he does. He does a great, and he knows all the college players because he does college games. I mean, he'd have been a great guy to have out there.
ESPN ruined this for me. I was dozing in and out of the nap. I woke up just in time for this part of it, and I watched a lot of the coverage before. I'm rooting for Bronny James. By all accounts, this appears to be the opposite of Shedeur Sanders and the way that the Sanders are handling all their fame at Colorado. I'm rooting for this kid. ESPN totally destroyed this for me. I thought the coverage was sickening. I thought it was an anointment. I thought it was like Wemby had fallen to the second round. The pandering from Woj to slobber Rich Paul to kiss his ass for the LeBron connection and any other clients that Rich Paul has. The absolute bullying from Rich Paul towards the rest of the league.
Terrible.
With the threats. And I'm really ticked off with the league. Now, here's what I'm wondering. Did the league step aside because they're afraid of Rich Paul and be like, we're not going to draft him because Bob Myers, the former Warriors GM, he was trending all afternoon and evening long for saying this.
Right now, Rich Paul's calling teams, don't take Bronny James. He's telling them, do not take him, okay? Saying, don't take him. If you take him, he's going to Australia. So he has a plan and he has a place.
Now, who's Bob Myers getting that from? I don't know, 29 other GMs that he's friends with?
Well, he also, during the pre-draft coverage, said he had just gotten off the phone with Rich Paul. He had teased. He's like, I'm going to break some news in about 30 minutes. Yeah. I'm going to tell you the big, important part of our conversation. So he said he spoke to Rich Paul.
Right. Yeah. And also, like, when it comes to, like, front offices, you know.
Did they get out of the way, Chop? Were they scared of Rich Paul? Or they were like, this is a non-factor. He's not on our board. We weren't going to draft him. Let's let this little cute story play out. That's what I want to know.
That was more of it. I mean, like, he's, like, Bronny's going to have upside. There's no doubt about it. He's a good ball handler. He's very athletic. Okay, cool. those are things that necessarily you can't teach athleticism. So that's one of the upsides you're looking for in the second round. But, you know, there's 30 other players they could have taken, too. You know, Bronny James is in this draft because he's Bronny James, not because of his talent necessarily at the moment. It probably, honestly, if Rich Paul really cared about his client, I mean, it actually would be better if he went to Australia. Play the game as opposed to sit in the bench. Now, what he'll be able to do is he'll play for
Oh, he's going to play in a regular season game with Dad.
Yes, he will.
Yeah,
no doubt. But he'll be at the Lakers, you know, G League facility a lot of times.
And look, too. I'm not destroying the Lakers organization for drafting him. If your goal is to keep LeBron there, make sure he locks in as a re-sign, and you think you can build more of a championship contender around him and AD, you draft Bronny to appease. It's a second round pick. You're a 55 or whatever mm-hmm. it was. I get it. It was sickening to watch the whole choreographed nature of it play out. I was at least hoping that there was a chance that someone else was going to take him or the Lakers maybe would take someone else. But this whole thing was locked in from the beginning of the day and maybe the beginning of the process. I just hated it.
Yeah, well, look, I hated the two-day aspect of it, which I think, was it Myers or Russo that said it on First Take? That the NBA told them that they only did the second day for Bronny.
Well, what are you going to do moving forward?
They may
go
back.
Is this a one-time, two-day event?
It might be a one-time.
It should be.
It really should be. You don't need 2 days for this.
Can you name any other picks that stood out to you that you looked over or saw?
I mean, Kyle Filipowski.
Oh, yeah, we'll get to that at 6:40. Good call.
Yeah, that was the big one.
Yeah.
But other than that, I mean, no. I mean, you had your college players. I mean, you know, Tristan Newton, the UConn kid, good player. He was taken in the second round. But, yeah, for the most part, it was just Bronny. And then any leftovers, because there were, I think, three people from the green room from Thursday or Wednesday night that had to stick around. So was this in Bristol or was this in, like, the New York City studios they had?
I don't know. I remember something about Atlanta, but maybe that was the
debate.
That
was the debate. The debate was Atlanta.
I don't know. I don't know where it was.
Yeah. If you're sitting there, if you're those three players that were in the green room during night one of the draft, I mean, you got to take a 3-hour drive now to Bristol. Oh, God.
Anything else jump out to you from this? Was there a big turnoff for you? I mean, I guess you got to give Rich Paul credit. To me, Rich Paul's the new Scott Boras. Like, his job, I know Boras has hated the great Satan, all that stuff from Randy Galloway, Matt Angle back in the day. Rich Paul maybe is the guy that you get when you want to become an NBA player. He did his job of getting father and son united. That's what I think Bronny wanted. It's certainly what LeBron wanted. Rich Paul did his thing.
He did.
And then you can get into the argument of, well, why should these kids be forced? The whole draft process anyway, any other job in the world, you can go ahead and choose where you go. And maybe Rich Paul is not the bad guy in
Look,
this.
Look, this is a wild triad for me. I have no problem with Rich Paul doing this. All right. If I wanted to see some team call his bluff.
Yes.
And I also have no problem with nepotism. If you're a successful individual, you've earned the right to put your kids in a position of success. And the Lakers can't have a problem with nepotism because Jeannie Buss got the franchise that way.
Yeah.
And the brothers, right? So they had the franchise because of nepotism. Like it's part of life, man. Like if you hit the DNA lottery,
but I can have a problem with it if I'm a competing player on that roster.
Yes, sure.
I can have a problem with it if I'm in that locker room, like Udonis has them predicted.
Absolutely,
and there's preferable treatment.
100%.
And there's sideways stuff. Yep. If Gavin Spittle had a kid, and all of a sudden, bam, he's in here hosting 6A to 6P, and clearly does not deserve it. We all have a problem.
There are two forms of nep. I don't want a nepo pilot, and I don't want a nepo surgeon.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Anything else?
What about a nepo GM?
I mean, that doesn't impact life, right? You know, I mean, that's small potatoes. We already have. We're gonna have one. We're about to have one.
We have one. That was a cowboy joke.
Yeah. Well, I was gonna say we're about to have one because we officially don't yet, but we're about to have one. So. Yeah, it.
And Adrian Wojnarowski getting a little hype, which he never does. Just report. Just tell us what you're hearing. Just give us the components of the trades. No, Woj wanted the simp for Clutch Sports.
I don't want to hear these charges, people talking about nepotism. No, the NBA is full of nepotism.
Full of it.
The ownership level, front offices,
absolutely.
Coaching.
Yep.
I don't want to hear it all of a sudden because of Bronny James's father plays for the Lakers. Right. It is rampant in this league.
I have a problem with nepotism if that person isn't competent. You know what I mean? Like Joe Buck, I'm never going to take a shot. He's one of the all-time greats. His pops was a Hall of Famer. Kenny Albert, I think he's a stud. Not going to say anything.
Right. Noah Eagle. He's the Clippers play-by-play guy.
Beast.
He's fantastic. You know, it's, you know, like
now, if you're in there, like Jack Collinsworth, I have more of an issue. I don't think Jack Collinsworth is very good. He's there because of dad.
It's a big part of it.
I'm calling that out.
Major part of it.
And then there's this popular meme going around. Y'all got a problem with Bronny, but you don't have a problem with this. And it's Jerry, Steven, Charlotte. My counter to that is, who the hell do you know that's a Cowboy fan who doesn't have a problem with that? Who the hell do you know that it does backflips over the Cowboys front office? What world are you living in? Everyone for the most part has a problem with that. Just listen to the fan offseason coverage.
Absolutely, man. Like it's part of. Part of society. It's like it does suck in a way.
And by the way, I think Charlotte is a beast in what she does, everything that I've heard. Steven gets criticized for being tight.
Yeah, but from a cat perspective, we've never had a problem with, I mean, the Cowboys are never like in cap hell, right? They're
not incompetent. We're just not there.
We think they're outdated. Right, we don't think
some people think that they're lazy. Like the hunger that Bassick always talks about. Yeah. Is Stephen Jones grind? I don't know this. Someone told us behind the scenes at a dinner we were at who knows the Joneses, like, Stephen Jones is not lazy.
No, Stephen's not lazy.
I don't know.
Stephen sleeps 4 hours a night. Five, six. You know, he ain't getting 14-hour nights. He's not lazy.
He got
lazy.
That Biden voice in the morning.
Yeah, he does. he ain't lazy. Now, do they operate on their own time? Yeah, like they're like, we'll get it done. Whatever. Not a big deal. They go on a cruise for spring break every year, right, during the free agency.
We think. We're always told they're actually in the building.
Yeah, but like, you know, that's the joke. It's like, they're on spring break.
What did you think of Stephen A's point yesterday that LeBron James has earned this power? How do y'all feel about that? LeBron James has earned this power to be able to control things like this, especially for a second round pick. Is this just who gives a crap? It's a second round pick. He's not going to be on the team very long. Second round picks flame out. Let's execute the story for NBA popularity. But the notion that he's earned this sway.
Well, I think that's team specific.
He's earned that sway within the Lakers.
Right, but has he? You know, like, they don't make the playoffs all the time, and they don't advance in the playoffs all the time, and their one title was in the bubble. Like, did he earn it with Cleveland, bringing them their first championship, or Miami? I think you can make a case that he earned it more with them than the Lakers. Like, the Lakers.
Like, Stephen A. was like, he's been an ambassador, all-time great, second greatest player of all time. Does that matter? Does that matter with the rest of the league maybe getting out of the way and just following Rich Paul and LeBron's orders?
For the rest of the league, I don't think it matters. Like, MJ.
And to be fair, to follow up on myself, maybe they didn't get out of the way. Maybe they're like, because I have a segment later on where the Lakers totally screwed themselves. Like, the league should be celebrating, and they allow the Lakers to screw themselves. Maybe they didn't cower and run.
Maybe not. But, like, I mean, you know, if MJ went to the Bulls in 1996 and say, hey, Marcus is draft eligible, let's go ahead and draft him, and he had already won you four titles, you know, go ahead. He's earned it with that team. I don't think the league owed Michael Jordan anything, and to let him just walk and get his kid. I don't think the league owed LeBron anything. The Lakers maybe.
Yes.
But not the league. The league doesn't know you. Right? Like the league is its own entity.
Pepe, did you check out the Bronny coverage yesterday?
When the Celtics were on the clock, I tuned in right before the Lakers, and I watched that.
I was praying for them to take him.
Yeah. I was like, that would have been funny.
Do it, Boston. Screw him over. Of course, the Celtic fans would have been like, Dave Portnoy would have lost his mind, burned all his Celtics gear, because he would not have wanted LeBron to go join up in Beantown. What did you think of the coverage, or you didn't watch enough of it to get an opinion?
Day two, not a ton, but I mean, I should have taken Chop's advice about 41.5, over 41.5 on the draft picks for Bronny. That was easy money.
Easy money.
Man, I would have loved if they called his bluff, though.
Yeah, fuck.
Loved it.
Go to Australia. What are we going to miss? A practice squad defensive player in scrimmages?
Go enjoy Adelaide or wherever it is.
All right. Yesterday, I think we got a very nice get. Choppy and Pepe teamed up for Calvin Watkins when his article came out. The truth behind the Mike McCarthy and Cowboys front office dynamic. And after it, we need to ask you, are you now more worried about Jerry or McCarthy after this column? That's next on The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
All right, I want to follow up with the 6 a.m. Club on the Calvin Watkins article that came out yesterday at 9:20. RJ was able to get Calvin on from the Dallas Morning News, and he wrote a follow-up piece to that Ty Dunn article saying that Mike McCarthy is getting fed up with Jerry Jones. And Calvin was basically saying, no, not necessarily. There are some issues, but it ain't that serious. It ain't that deep. And after going through the article, we'll recap some of the highlights for you. Maybe you heard Calvin in the pre-show at 5 or 5:15. I want to know how worried you are about McCarthy's football philosophies. Because just to recap, he is not mad, according to Calvin. He's not that mad at Jerry and Steven for the offseason, because he just believes the Cowboys will be a better football team than last year. bam. How much does that worry you? Number two, he was mad at the Joneses about Zeke. Not that they signed Zeke, that they didn't sign him during the draft process because he was terrified someone else was going to get him. Bam. How much does that worry you? McCarthy was irked that Joe Witt, his boy, was not promoted to defensive coordinator. I'm not worried about that. Y'all have relationships. Joe Witt goes to D.C. with Dan Quinn. And then McCarthy was irked by Micah Parsons not being at some of the workouts and dealing with today's player. But my two big main concerns to judge the macro of Mike McCarthy are the belief that they're definitely going to be better than last year after the way we've all reacted to what we think is a letdown, major letdown of an offseason. And then the Zeke thing. Or is that, are you letting that off the hook a little bit because of Zeke's value and importance in the locker room? That's my out for Mike on that.
Look, I mean, Zeke knows all the plays and all the protections. Right, it's a plug and play type situation for him. He can't run. He's not a running back. He's not able to play at nearly at the level that he was in 2016 or 2019 or 2020. But you know, it's as a running back, I guess in today's world, today's passing game, the job of the running back is not just to run, and there is a blocking element to it. Now he did decline in blocking. Remember his last year here. He was graded quite poorly. But, I mean, he does. Like, he could just step right in tomorrow and play the position for this team with this system, right? I mean, he knows all the protections. So, yeah, I'm not outraged by Zeke. They're not paying him a lot of money. They're paying him nothing. That's good. But they didn't address the position. I mean, let's be fair. They should have addressed it better in the draft. Fourth round, third round, whatever. But I'm not outraged by it. You know, is this team better than last year? No, they're not. I don't think they are. I don't think anybody really thinks they are. Now, if Dak is better than last year, which, by the way, if he's better than last year, he's the MVP.
Yeah.
But if he is better than last year, then they'll be as good as they were or better than last year. A lot of that's going to boil down to it.
Do you think that Mike McCarthy actually believes that they're better or that is...
No. I think that's coach speak. Now, you can be... Again, we've seen it. Like, you know, the 2007 Patriots did not win the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
This
team could be 10-6, but make it to the second round.
Right.
Were they better?
Right.
Not necessarily.
The 06 Colts won the Super Bowl. They were not better than 05. 05 had Edgerrin James. 06 had Joseph Addai. They were not better than they were in 05, but they won the Super Bowl. Like, you don't have to be the better team. You've got to have... a little bit of luck on your side, the easier route to get there. You get an upset here or there. All of a sudden, you look up, you're the four seed, and you got the home field advantage in the NFC Championship game, right? Certain things can happen to play in your favor.
All right, speaking of McCarthy, he was grouped with the other big dog. That would be Dak Prescott, Damian Woody on the Cowboys' future with those big two on Get Up.
Like, Dak Prescott don't have anything to worry about here. I mean, Shefty already referenced it. The fact that he has an opportunity to do something that's rare in the National Football League, to be an unrestricted free agent. I think if Dak goes out there and he doesn't play his best ball, he's still going to be a coveted quarterback in free agency because of the lack of quarterbacks in this league. Now, Mike McCarthy, on the other hand, let me tell you something. Man, that boy hotter than hot fish grease right now as far as his seat is concerned. He needs to go out there. Dallas Cowboys got to at least get to an NFC Championship game. I mean, we've been talking about this thing now for years as far as the Dallas Cowboys are concerned. They've been to the divisional round. At least get to the championship game. Can you please do that?
So Woody's point is that McCarthy should be much more worried than Dak. I agree with that. I could see you and Bobby maybe disagreeing with your thoughts on McCarthy's next stop if they get taken out in round one again.
Well, look, I mean...
Whether it's an automatic rehire throughout the league or not, Bobby says absolutely not.
I think it's absolutely... I mean, look, he won 12 games 3 years in a row. That coach is getting hired. Like, someone's going to hire him. And if they don't...
Bill Belichick didn't get hired.
Bill Belichick just won four games. And he's done nothing in four straight years, right? Since Tom left.
They made the playoffs in Mac's rookie year.
Yeah, they did make the playoffs that one time.
Went as far as the Cowboys went.
That's true. They did make the playoffs that one time. But the handling of the roster was awful for Bill. The handling of the coordinator situation.
Oh, yes.
There was a lot of problems. And apparently the players just didn't like him. And he's an era-specific coach in the wrong era. Mike is not that. I just don't see a scenario where Mike doesn't get a job again. That to me, I think Bobby just hates Mike. Mike's earned another job. He's got a Super Bowl, a ton of wins. And he won 36 games over a 3-year stretch. I don't know how he doesn't get a job.
What do you guys think? 11-6 first round exit.
So 11-6. Would mean he has 47 wins in 4 years.
I know what that number looks like on paper, but there's going to be a lot of people who say you had a loaded football team. You had a loaded football team with a top 7 quarterback and Lawrence Taylor on the other side, as well as CeeDee Lamb.
All right, let me ask you this. I'll throw this back at you. Let's say it's 20.
For the record, just so I can put myself out there for receipts, I don't think it would be automatic that he gets hired next year if they get put out in round one. That's my guess.
Next year, he may have to take a year off like he did last time. Let's say this. Let's go back to 2018. The Chiefs fire Andy Reid.
Okay.
Is he getting a job? Immediately?
What was the lead up to that? What was their record? When did they get eliminated? Yeah, he probably gets a job. But Andy Reid, at that time, did he have a much higher...
So Andy Reid, at that time...
Did he have a much higher Q rating than McCarthy?
I mean, everybody has a higher Q rating than McCarthy.
Yes.
At that time, Andy Reid had gone 12 wins, 10 wins, 12 wins, 11 wins, 9 wins, 11 wins in the previous, 6 seasons. Lost the wild card, missed the playoffs, lost the division, lost the division, lost the wild card, lost in the AFC Championship.
Yeah.
Like, he did a lot of the same, right? He had great seasons, and they never made it over the hump. And he didn't make it over the hump until he got Patrick Mahomes.
What do y'all think? Does McCarthy definitely get hired? Is Damian Woody right? 877-881-1053. You on Bobby's side? You on Choppy's side? Pepe, what are the Tolos saying, yes or no?
214 says, look, if he can't perform in the playoffs, you gotta go. And that's kind of what I'm thinking too. It's like, it's a league that, you know, you can have the regular season of a lifetime, but it's like, if you cannot win the playoffs like that, that's what gets you the next job. Now, will McCarthy get a job after, if he gets fired by the Cowboys? I'm leaning yes, but only slightly yes, just because of the resume.
But I think that he does get run this year from the Cowboys if they don't at least advance a little bit.
Look, every whatever makes sense, which that does make sense, we've been proven to be wrong multiple times with Jerry Jones. Jerry Jones doesn't move off of the coach, Jason Garrett, Mike McCarthy, exactly when the rest of the world thinks that he will or should. Scary story with a former Cowboy, Randall Cobb, says that his family is lucky to be alive after a house fire in Nashville. His wife posted to her IG that a Tesla charger caught fire in the garage late at night and quickly spread through their home. Quote, we got out of the house with nothing but the clothes on our back and no shoes on our feet. Went and checked Tesla stock this morning and it is in the green. It ended yesterday in the green and it is in the green this morning, but they have 3 young sons and a Tesla charger apparently torched everything.
So scary. So scary. Because when I first saw this, I saw Randall Cobb, and I said, I saw the wife, and it said, lucky to be alive. My first thought, and I don't know why, I kept thinking, oh no, isn't he the wide receiver that's a pilot? And I'm like, oh wait, no, it's Brandon Cooks. It was funny. That was the first thing that popped into my head. Cooks, Cobb. But
the Instagram included videos showing burning cars and extensive fire damage to the garage.
Yeah, and they're saying that they don't know what they can salvage from the ashes. It's just terribly sad. House fires scare the crap out of me, and they're so sad. You know our friend Paul in Gaylord?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, his house burnt down recently. Completely down to the ground.
From what?
I think it was a lightning strike.
A lightning strike?
And it completely burnt down in the ground. He was out, and his friends, his neighbors called him and said, dude, your house is up in flames.
Oh, my Lord.
Everything. He lost everything in the house. Like, he has everything in a shoebox that he was able to salvage. It's so sad. I mean, then you got to completely redo the whole thing, and you got to rebuild your life. Good luck getting insurance to do things. But I hope you sold your shares of Tesla stock.
Well, look, I'm not saying this for an advertisement or anything. I added this last second with DFW Security. If you can, man, I got that gas monitoring. Because in our house, like, the gas stoves are easy to turn, and my dad has, you know, burned that into my mind of being over paranoid and fearful of a gas leak, and get that detection to get monitored and to be made aware of that. There's this famous story that we talked about, you know, like 6 months ago, of a family did not respond, I think, to like a carbon monoxide alert from their security system, and it alerted the fire department, and they came and saved the family.
Yeah,
otherwise, they didn't get out of the house, it would have been over.
Yeah, I mean, those things, you got to worry about it. And whether it's a gas, I have natural gas. I've got gas,
definitely
too.
Holy cow.
You've got to worry about those things. And, you know, I jokingly said that about Tesla. Like, it could be any number. It could be a faulty wiring. It could be a lot of things. But their name is on the product. They're the one that's going to get the PR hit.
All right, last night was not... Yesterday afternoon, I should say, it started at 3 p.m., was not all about Bronny James. We have Duke, we have Mormon grooming, and the Utah Jazz with a big name that got taken yesterday. A crazy story to tell you about. Let's see if you believe it. Next for the 6 a.m. Club, and I'll be leaving this show and radio station soon after my huge legal win against the National Football League. That's all coming up on The Fan.
Melvin Ejinka was just selected by the Knicks, but this pick is now on its way to the Dallas Mavericks.
That's who the Mavs end up with. Technically, I guess, at number 58. I think he was selected by the Knicks at 51. And is it Ejinsa? Melvin Ejinsa?
Ejinsa, yeah. Alexi Ejinsa, former Maverick. It's his cousin.
Man, he did not look 6'8 in the highlights that I was watching. Got handle.
Mm-hmm.
Got some sneaky, explosive athleticism. Little lefty skills in there. But I was like, he's small. No way he's 6'8". But that's what Nico said. 6'8", can shoot 3-and-D. He's young. Just turned 20 yesterday. Really young. Huge upside.
Yeah, 6'8". The NBA always throws me off because the players are so tall but also so light. He's only 215. I mean, an NFL player that's 6'8" is 300 pounds. It's just so different, right? But that's just the way it is. And yeah, he's quick. He's got some handles. There's some highlights of him shooting an outside jumper, which is, you know, that's obviously what they're looking for. But you're just looking for athleticism upside when you're picking that late in the draft.
I need to put all that aside for a second. I'm legitimately ticked off with someone in this building.
Oh, no. What did Mike do?
You know what? It could have been Mike. So once or twice a week, Bobby brings in breakfast. And he brought in these breakfast sandwiches the other day. They're knockout sandwiches. And if I'm not starving, I don't eat it. Choppy doesn't eat them anymore after soda, so he hands it over to me. I went and stowed these away in the fridge.
Oh, no.
And I hid them. Upper right corner of the pullout door, underneath a to-go bag, I put them underneath. And I just went in the commercial break to heat one of them up. And some rude animal in this building, and I'm not even playing around, you're a rude animal, opened it up and took off one of the bagel halves with the egg on it. And that part is missing.
Oh, they didn't even have the decency to eat the entire thing.
Didn't eat the entire thing.
Just half of it.
So half the steak, egg, and cheese bagel with the steak part is left. And the part with the egg on the other half of the bagel gone.
Wow.
That's you're a rude piece of crap.
You're very rude.
Whoever
Kyle
did that.
Yeomans.
Are you serious? Kyle Yeomans doesn't work in here. And then from my other one, like you could tell like the bag was like loose. It wasn't tightly wrapped. So they obviously like went through that and looked at it to see what that was. And I just went and took and threw that away because I didn't trust who was ever grimy hands were all over it. You guys, I legitimately want to know who did that.
That's like taking the top of a muffin. You're taking a muffin top right there. You have the decency to take the whole thing. Have the guts.
Good God.
Take the whole thing. Like what you did there, you patronized Sean there. That's what you did. Or is it patronized? One of the two.
Well, what year did they finalize that fridge is free game, anything in there? Because it's happened before where it's like, whatever you put in there, it's like, oh, anyone can take it. But I'm like, just don't touch it if it's not yours.
The day that fridge was put in there, that everything became free game.
There's some like tightly siliconed edamame in there.
Ooh.
That's been there for like a year. I'm not touching. I don't want edamame right now at 6 o'clock in the morning.
What did Peyton call those? What did you call those?
The green beans.
Green beans. So, I don't know. I hope it wasn't Mike because I don't want to have a fight with him today at Crosstalk 940.
Because he had all of his bars stolen at one time. Or those protein bars.
I'll ask around. It's either G-Bag or Carter.
Could it have been old new haircut?
Oh, man. Could have been Schiaffalo.
Because that's an egg, right? You're eating the protein, but the steak would be protein as well. I don't know.
I think that that's a possibility.
But who are going to take half of it, microwave it and leave it?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I really want to attack your parents.
Yes.
I don't even want to attack you. I want to attack your parents for the way they raised you.
Yes, absolutely. I think Schiaffalo's a good one, man. I think, you know, I don't trust anybody who has that great of hair and decides to cut it. I mean, every girl loves a man bun. And he went and he said, give me the Don Johnson. Like,
see if we can get a shot of that, Ryan. Schiaffalo with the new haircut. I'm not accusing Eric right now. I was just trying to think, you know, he's got the biggest appetite up here. I'm just trying to think. I really hope it wasn't Mike because I'm angered.
Yeah. Let's see. Eric stole the sandwich on the Franklin Injured Turner's Fan Text. Saying Eric stole it. If you leave a shared fridge, food in the shared fridge for more than 24 hours, it's fair game.
It was about 24 hours.
Yeah, it was because it was yesterday, right?
No, it was 2 days ago.
It was 2 days ago.
Maybe 48. It was underneath.
It was underneath
a bag in the side door. I know better than to leave it on one of the main shelves.
Yes, exactly.
That you sit there and open up and look at. There's beers in there. I'm not taking someone else's beers and stuff. It's not alcoholic, so I'm not touching it. No, but
that's Dawson's.
It could be Corey. It's
non-alcoholic.
Dawson's. Yeah. Might as well drink if y'all are blazing.
Yeah. People are saying put a Ring camera so you can watch the fridge. That would be funny if you put a Ring camera out there to watch the fridge.
Well, someone would have to know that it's been in there for just, you know, a couple of days because you don't know how long that food's been in there.
Yeah.
So why would you risk that?
Yeah. I'm thinking, I don't think Bobby would have given someone because Bobby is, you know, very unselfish. That's why I went and got him his midnight dram, whatever alcohol he was obsessed with. And he could have told someone, but I don't think he didn't see me put them in there. I went stealth mode and I put them in. So Bobby did not put them in and tell someone, yo, there's breakfast sandwiches in the fridge. I went and hid them personally. And now I'm sitting here starving. I almost want to call Eric and blow him up, but I'm not going to. I don't know who else it could have been, but man, half.
I'll text him.
You took half of it. I do need his vasectomy guy anyway, so I do need to speak with him.
Okay.
Yeah. But, man, not
gotta,
cool.
Got to get a good vasectomy.
Not cool, man.
There's the haircut on the fan cam.
That's such a shame.
Is that a bad angle?
That had to be his wife, right?
I don't know. I mean.
That had to be his wife's suggestion.
I'll tell you this. I'll tell you who was really tore up about this was Sarah.
I feel like our whole morning show, Spittle yesterday in the hall was like, what do you think of Schiaffalo's new haircut? Looks great, right? And I was like, you're not on our morning group text. You guys were broken up about this.
We were. We were very
broken up. This is Bobby's man crush.
Yep.
You've always loved him too. You both have a man crush.
Yeah, I love Eric. You know, he's my guy, man. I mean, you know, us Italians got to stick together. But Sarah's really broken up about that. She goes, why would somebody with such great hair and a man bun. Every girl wants a man bun. Why would he just
gave you the middle finger.
Yeah.
You know, with your follicle challenges throughout life.
Throughout life,
he
absolutely.
He basically took what God gave him and flicked it in your
cut
face.
And you know what?
Threw it. Just Do it in your face.
I'm going to call him. His new name is Samson because he's weak without that hair.
Well, no, because he has half a egg sandwich in his system.
That's right. There he goes. He's got protein and carbs. He carb loaded with fake protein from the powdered eggs.
877-881-1053 in order to hit us up. Take us through the Kyle Filipowski story.
Holy cow. So Kyle Filipowski obviously went to Duke, and in Hagelin yesterday,
the next Duke punk, He's the he looks like, and he acted like a punk last year.
So Filipowski, Hagelin talked about this yesterday. He goes, I was surprised that he didn't get drafted in the first round, and I think a lot of people were. He was one of I think the three people that were in the green room at the draft that had to, you know, not get drafted and hold over until the next day.
Jonathan Givney said he was shocked. He was stunned, their draft guy.
Yeah, stunned, because he's a really good player. So,
well, he's a versatile, skilled big.
Yes.
Which, you know, everyone's looking for.
Right, and the talk was, and he even said, I was shocked that he did not get picked.
Because I think I was watching it live. He goes, he did not interview well, and
the workouts weren't great. They said he was nervous during the interview. He didn't make shots at his pro day. And then they said, what's going on with his girlfriend? And he's like, dude, this is all nonsense. Like, it's, you can't find skilled seven-footers. And he does have an older girlfriend. She's 28 years old. And people are like, ah, this is weird. And he's like, guys, give me a break. He also doesn't talk to his parents. So there's Aaron Rodgers vibes there.
Oh.
So then Kyle's brother, Daniel, there's a social media groundswell. And you know, it's hard to prove this is Daniel, but they've done some digging and they think this is true. And he goes and he sends a message and he says, I'm Kyle's oldest brother. You all don't have a clue of the extent of the story that has to do with his girlfriend. There's a story that has been pushed under the table for nearly 2 years. He said he texted Givney. He texted him and he hasn't responded to his DMs. He'll get the full story that no one knows outside of anyone who's involved, outside of Duke's coaching staff and his agent. They're the only ones that know about this. And then he goes, other than messaging on his IG account, I don't know how to get in touch with him, but look up and read up on Mormon grooming and brainwashing.
Oh, my.
And you'll find some introductory details in there to connect some dots to the story that's going on. His mother comes in, and she decides to put her two cents in, and she says, you are opening a two-year issue. She's 28 with an end game 3 years ago to have a diamond ring on her hand when Kyle left Duke. He was still in high school. They went to prom together. She was a graduate student.
How old is she?
She's 28. He's 20. So when they went to prom, he was like 17, and she was 25.
Belichick said that's nothing.
Yeah, that's nothing. I mean, that's if it was a 25-year-old guy going to prom with a high school girl, that is predatory. And this is predatory. Let's be fair. I mean, you know, like, what are, like, you know, you
wait a second. Wait a second. You have an issue with 28-20, but not the Belichick thing. They're both legal.
I don't have a problem with 28-20. 25-17, I think, is way worse than 75-25.
Okay.
Right, you know what I mean? Like, it's 25, you're an adult.
Yes.
17 years old, 18 okay. years old,
yeah.
16, and you're with 25. I don't know. That doesn't.
Because they were 25, 17 when he went to prom.
Yeah, that doesn't sit right with me, right?
Yeah.
So that's this story. And, like, now, if you don't draft somebody because he doesn't talk to his parents, that's weird. That's a weird reason not to draft somebody, right? These guys that are 7 feet tall that can play don't grow on trees. Yeah, he's okay. So yeah, he has some Aaron Rodgers vibes to him. He doesn't talk to his parents.
Are you difficult? I'd be a little concerned about it. I don't know if I wouldn't draft them.
Right, but like, also think about who's drafting the back end of the first round. Really good teams. Generally, really good teams have good support systems, and they're looking to get that over the top piece. You could have gotten that, and Utah, shockingly enough, is the one that drafted him. So he will.
You think Rich Paul? You think he coordinated the draft? Kyle Filipowski's girlfriend is the true genius behind the scenes.
But this is
John Stockton on speed dial.
This is wild, man. I mean, come on, what a story.
I wonder if teams knew about this and asked behind the scenes. So Givney got DM'd this by the family, but he didn't open it up.
I guess he didn't. Yeah, because sometimes like...
Because people were trying to like... I think Zach Lowe was trying to like dance around this a little bit.
Yeah,
he's like, the one who said he doesn't talk to his family or something.
Yeah, I think he was the one that said that. He was on his podcast or something. Yeah, like I DM sometimes goes to message requests and you don't see him. Like, you know, how often do you go into your message requests if you get a lot of them? So I think that was a big problem with this situation from Jonathan.
Insanity. 877-881-1053 in order to hit us up. Has the United States let you down again? Is that what happened yesterday? We have A&M shots fired at their former manager. The Rangers get beat down, and the commercial-free expressway with a giveaway, a Rangers bat giveaway that you are going to go nuts over. It's all on the way with the Friday edition of Sean and RJ.
Melvin Ejinka was just selected by the Knicks, but this pick is now on its way to the Dallas Mavericks.
That's who the Mavs end up with. Technically, I guess, at number 58. I think he was selected by the Knicks at 51. And is it Ejinsa? Melvin Ejinsa?
Ejinsa, yeah. Alexi Ejinsa, former Maverick. It's his cousin.
Man, he did not look 6'8 in the highlights that I was watching. Got handle, got some sneaky, explosive athleticism, little lefty skills in there. But I was like, he's small. No way he's 6'8". But that's what Nico said. 6'8", can shoot 3-and-D. He's young. Just turned 20 yesterday. Really young. Huge upside.
Yeah, 6'8". The NBA always throws me off because the players are so tall but also so light. He's only 215. I mean, an NFL player that's 6'8 is 300 pounds. It's just so different, right? But that's just the way it is. And yeah, he's quick. He's got some handles. There's some highlights of him shooting an outside jumper, which is, you know, that's obviously what they're looking for. But you're just looking for athleticism upside when you're picking that late in the draft.
I need to put all that aside for a second. I'm legitimately ticked off with someone in this building.
Oh no, what did Mike do?
You know what? It could have been Mike. So once or twice a week, Bobby brings in breakfast. And he brought in these breakfast sandwiches the other day. They're knockout sandwiches. And if I'm not starving, I don't eat it. Choppy doesn't eat them anymore after soda, so he hands it over to me. I went and stowed these away in the fridge.
Oh, no.
And I hid them. Upper right corner of the pullout door underneath a to-go bag. I put them underneath. And I just went in the commercial break to heat one of them up. And some rude animal in this building, and I'm not even playing around, you're a rude animal, opened it up and took off one of the bagel halves with the egg on it. And that part is missing.
Oh, they didn't even have the decency to eat the entire thing.
Didn't eat the entire thing.
Just half of it.
So half the steak, egg, and cheese bagel with the steak part is left. And the part with the egg on the other half of the bagel, gone.
Wow.
That's you're a rude piece of crap.
You're very rude.
Whoever
Kyle
did that.
Yeomans.
Are you serious? Kyle Yeomans doesn't work in here. And then from my other one, like you could tell like the bag was like loose. It wasn't tightly wrapped. So they obviously like went through that and looked at it to see what that was. And I just went and took and threw that away because I didn't trust who was ever grimy hands were all over it. You guys, I legitimately want to know who did that.
That's like taking the top of a muffin. You're taking a muffin top right there. You have the decency to take the whole thing. Have the guts.
Good God.
Take the whole thing. Like what you did there, you patronized Sean there. That's what you did. Or is it patronized? One of the two.
Well, what year did they finalize that fridge is free game, anything in there? Because it's happened before where it's like, whatever you put in there, it's like, oh, anyone can take it. But I'm like, just don't touch it if it's not yours.
The day that fridge was put in there, that everything became free game.
There's some like tightly siliconed edamame in there.
Ooh.
That's been there for like a year. I'm not touching. I don't want edamame right now at 6 o'clock in the morning.
What did Peyton call those? What did you call those?
The green beans.
Green beans. Green beans. I don't know. I hope it wasn't Mike because I don't want to have a fight with him today. at Crosstalk 940.
Because he had all of his bars stolen at one time. Or those protein bars.
I'll ask around. It's either G-Bag or Carter.
Could it have been old new haircut?
Oh, man. Could have been Schiaffalo.
Because that is that's an egg, right? You're eating the protein, but the steak would be protein as well. I don't know.
I think that that's a possibility.
But who would go and take half of it, microwave it, and leave it?
Yeah.
Like, I really want to attack your parents.
Yes.
I don't even want to attack you. I want to attack your parents for the way they raised you.
Yes, absolutely. I think Schiaffalo is a good one, man. I think, I don't trust anybody who has that great of hair and decides to cut it. I mean, every girl loves a man bun. And he went and he said, give me the Don Johnson. Like, see if that, we can nobody
get a,
does that.
See if we can get a shot of that, Ryan. Schiaffalo with the new haircut. I'm not accusing Eric right now. I was just trying to think, he's got the biggest appetite up here. I'm just trying to think. I really hope it wasn't Mike because I'm angered.
Yeah. Let's see. Eric stole the sandwich on the Franklin Injured Turner's fan text. Saying Eric stole it. If you leave a shared fridge, food in the shared fridge for more than 24 hours, it's fair game.
It was about 24 hours.
Yeah, it was because it was yesterday, right?
No, it was 2 days ago.
It was 2 days ago.
Maybe 48 hours. It was underneath a bag in the side door. I know better than to leave it on one of the main shelves.
Yes, exactly.
That you sit there and open up and look at. There's beers in there. I'm not taking someone else's beers and stuff. It's non-alcoholic, so I'm not touching it. No, but
that's Dawson's.
It could be Corey. It's
non-alcoholic.
Yeah. Might as well drink if y'all are blazing.
Yeah. People are saying put a ring camera so you can watch the fridge. That would be funny if you put a ring camera out there to watch the fridge.
Well, someone would have to know that it's been in there for just, a couple of days because you don't know how long that food's been in there.
Yeah.
So why would you risk that?
Yeah. I'm thinking, I don't think Bobby would have given someone, because Bobby is, very unselfish. That's why I went and got him his midnight dram, whatever alcohol he was obsessed with. And he could have told someone, but I don't think he didn't see me put them in there. I went stealth mode and I put them in. So Bobby did not put them in and tell someone, yo, there's breakfast sandwiches in the fridge. I went and hid them personally. And now I'm sitting here starving. I almost want to call Eric and blow him up, but I'm not going to. I don't know who else it could have been, but man, half.
I'll text him.
You took half of it. I do need his vasectomy guy anyway, so I do need to speak with him.
Okay.
Yeah, but man, not
gotta,
cool.
Gotta get a good vasectomy.
Not cool, man.
There's the haircut on the fan cam.
That's such a shame.
Is that a bad angle?
That had to be his wife, right?
I don't know. I mean,
that had to be his wife's suggestion.
I'll tell you this. I'll tell you who was really tore up about this was Sarah.
I feel like our whole morning show, Spittle yesterday in the hall was like, what do you think of Schiaffalo's new haircut? Looks great, right? And I was like, you're not on our morning group text. You guys were broken up about this.
We were. We were very
broken up. This is Bobby's man crush.
Yep.
You've always loved him too. You both have a man crush.
Yeah, I love Eric. He's my guy, man. I mean, us Italians got to stick together. But Sarah's really broken up about that. She goes, why would somebody with such great hair and a man bun. Every girl wants a man bun. Why would he just
gave you the middle finger.
Yeah.
With your follicle challenges throughout life.
Throughout life,
he
absolutely.
He basically took what God gave him and flicked it in your face.
And you know what?
Threw it. Just threw it in your face.
I'm going to call him. His new name is Samson because he's weak without that hair.
Well, no, because he has half a egg sandwich in his system.
That's right. There he goes. He's got protein and carbs. He carb-loaded with fake protein from the powdered eggs.
877-881-1053 in order to hit us up. Take us through the Kyle Filipowski story.
Holy cow. So Kyle Filipowski obviously went to Duke. And in Hagelin yesterday.
The next Duke punk.
The next Duke punk.
He looks like and he acted like a punk last year.
So Filipowski, Hagelin talked about this yesterday. Goes, I was surprised that he didn't get drafted in the first round, and I think a lot of people were. He was one of, I think, the three people that were in the green room at the draft that had to, not get drafted and hold over until the next day.
Jonathan Givney said he was shocked. He was stunned. Their draft guy,
yeah, stunned because he's a really good player. So,
he's a versatile, skilled big.
Yes,
which everyone's looking for,
right? And The talk was, and he even said, I was shocked that he did not get picked.
Because I think I was watching it live. He goes, he did not interview well, and
the workouts weren't great. They said he was nervous during the interview. He didn't make shots at his pro day. And then they said, what's going on with his girlfriend? And he's like, dude, this is all nonsense. Like, it's, you can't find skilled seven footers. And he does have an older girlfriend. She's 28 years old. And people are like, ah, this is weird. And he's like, guys, give me a break. He also doesn't talk to his parents. So there's Aaron Rodgers vibes there.
Oh.
So then Kyle's brother, Daniel, there's a social media groundswell. And, you know, it's hard to prove this is Daniel, but they've done some digging and they think this is true. And he goes and he sends a message and he says, I'm Kyle's oldest brother. You all don't have a clue of the extent of the story that has to do with his girlfriend. There's a story that has been pushed under the table for nearly 2 years. He said he texted Givony. He texted him and he hasn't responded to his DMs. He'll get the full story that no one knows outside of anyone who's involved of outside of Duke's coaching staff and his agent. They're the only ones that know about this. And then his he goes, others, other than messaging on his IG account, I don't know how to get in touch with him, but look up and read up on Mormon grooming and brainwashing.
Oh, my.
And you'll find some introductory details in there to connect some dots to the story that's going on. His mother comes in and she decides to put her two cents in. And she says, you are opening a 2-year issue. She's 28 with an end game 3 years ago to have a diamond ring on her hand when Kyle left Duke. He was still in high school. They went to prom together. She was a graduate student.
How old is she?
She's 28. He's 20. So when they went to prom, he was like 17 and she was 25.
Belichick said, that's nothing.
Yeah, that's nothing. I mean, that's... If it was a 25-year-old guy going to prom with a high school girl, that is predatory. And this is predatory. Let's be fair. I mean, you know, like what are, like, you
wait said, a second. Wait a second. You have an issue with 28-20, but not the Belichick thing? They're both legal.
I don't have a problem with 28-20. 25-17, I think, is way worse than 75-25.
Okay.
Right. You know what I mean? Like, it's, yeah. 25, you're an adult.
Yes.
17 years old, 18 okay. years old,
yeah.
16, and you're with 25. I don't know. That doesn't.
Because they were 25, 17 when he went to prom.
Yeah. That just doesn't sit right with me, right?
Yeah.
So that's this story. And like, now, if you don't draft somebody because he doesn't talk to his parents, that's weird. That's a weird reason not to draft somebody, right? These guys that are 7 feet tall that could play don't grow on trees. Yeah. He's okay. So yeah, he has some Aaron Rodgers vibes to him. Didn't talk to
his
parents.
Are you difficult? I'd be a little concerned about it. I don't know if I wouldn't draft them.
Right, but like also think about who's drafted in the back end of the first round. Really good teams. Generally really good teams have good support systems, and they're looking to get that over-the-top piece. You could have gotten that. And Utah, shockingly enough, is the one that drafted him. So he will...
You think he coordinated the draft? Kyle Filipowski's girlfriend is the true genius behind the scenes.
But this is...
Yeah, John Stockton on speed dial.
This is wild, man. I mean, come on. What a story.
I wonder if teams knew about this and asked behind the scenes. So, Givney got DM'd this by the family, but he didn't open it up.
I guess he didn't. Yeah, because sometimes, like...
Because people were trying to, like... I think Zach Lowe was trying to, like, dance around this a little bit.
Yeah,
he's like, the one who said he doesn't talk to his family or something.
Yeah, I think he was the one that said that. It was on his podcast or something. Yeah, like I DM sometimes it goes to message requests and you don't see him. Like, you know, how often do you go into your message requests if you get a lot of them? So I think that was a big problem with this situation from Jonathan.
Insanity. 877-881-1053 in order to hit us up. Has the United States let you down again? Is that what happened yesterday? We have A&M shots fired at their former manager. The Rangers get beat down. And the commercial-free expressway with a giveaway, a Rangers bat giveaway that you are going to go nuts over. It's all on the way with the Friday edition of Sean and RJ.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.